The state of Massachusetts has a mapping program that uses digital sensors at 10,000 feet in the air to view wetlands on a regular basis. Users of the remote sensing system say it's much more accurate than more traditional aerial photos, allowing viewers to see everything from clotheslines in a backyard to someone dumping soil in a swamp. Charles Costello is with the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. He says the newer technology is serving as a deterrent.
Getting the word out that for the first time environmental regulators can proactively investigate from the sky sends a scare through many different industries that might be more interested in taking a chance.
Costello says he's been able to spread out the cost of the remote sensing by sharing the technology with other state agencies and public utilities and by generating more money in fines. Costello was here yesterday to speak to a conference of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association. He says even though Wisconsin is much bigger than Massachusetts, it's less densely developed. So he says it could make sense for Wisconsin to phase in use of remote sensing of wetlands. Wisconsin DNR official Mary Ellen Volbrecht says the state uses aerial photography to inventory the swamps and marshes and takes a different regulatory approach.
Our stress is on helping people before they fail to identify wetlands and assess a parcel of property so they can plan to avoid wetland filling. We also respond to a lot of citizen complaints when wetland filling is visible on the ground.
Volbrecht says the DNR is interested in remote sensing of wetlands and will analyze whether to invest in the newer technology. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.